In an unusual case, almost all of the residents in a small New South Wales town have been interviewed by police as part of a murder investigation. 66-year-old Barry Lowe was found dead on the kitchen floor of his home in Boorowa last month. He'd suffered injuries to his head and upper body, and police are still searching for a suspect and a motive. As Brendan Trembath reports, it's left the tight-knit community on edge.
Crime is rare in Boorowa on the southwest slopes of New South Wales. It's a selling point for local real estate agents such as Andrew Mitchell.
It's great. You can leave your car unlocked or the house door open and, not worry about it.
That was until last month when farmer Barry Lowe was found on the kitchen floor of his home by his son-in-law. Police say the 66-year-old had injuries to his head and upper body. He died at the scene. Andrew Mitchell from Boorowa Real Estate says the case is highly unusual.
Well, we're a small country village, population of around 1,300. Something like this is very extraordinary for us to have. We have virtually no crime at all, let alone a murder.
Police have interviewed just about everybody.
They have spoken to myself and my staff here, and, they've interviewed everybody in relation to the last movements of that man and what's been happening.
It must have been a strange situation to have something like that happen in your town and then to have everybody go through the process.
It is. It's very unusual. It was an odd thing to happen. The neighbour, which was one of my tenants, came down the morning when the police had arrived and was white and shaken from the news, you know. And so it is. It's just something that's never heard of in Boorowa, let alone our district. And it's really shaken the roots of Boorowa.
Detective Inspector Angelo Mamolo from the Homicide Squad was in Boorowa this week to review the case.
We've got a couple hundred left to speak to. As you probably realise, that would be a fairly big job in itself and reasonably unusual for us to do a whole township.
What's the impression you're getting?
It's very hard to talk about impressions, but certainly we are treating this as a murder, and we'd be keen to speak to anyone who may have information about Mr. Lowe's movements prior to his discovery of his body on the 7th, and certainly anyone who may know Barry well or may have some information about Barry himself. Interested in speaking to anyone who may have been passing through the town or somebody from the township itself. They may have seen something out of place, you know, and sometimes people tend to think, oh, why bother the police with, you know, a little bit of information which may not be really interesting, but we may find it interesting.
Barry Lowe was a farmer who enjoyed fishing.
He did tend to do a bit of fishing over the Kimberleys. Had friends within the township. A good bloke, from what I've been told. And that's, we're still trying to piece together his movements over the last year or so, and some of his associates, we're keen to speak to all those people.
Detective Inspector Mamolo says it's had quite an impact on the community.
They're on edge and they're a bit worried and what have you about a murder happening within their midst and fairly close to where they live. I just want to reassure them that we will do everything in our power to solve this murder.
It's not the first murder investigation in Boorowa, but few locals would be old enough to remember a case reported in the Canberra Times in December 1950. It was headlined Brutal Murder at Boorowa. The victim was a 48-year-old man found in his room at Glasmore Station. Police took away a shovel and an axe. A murder in Boorowa was rare then and rare now.
Brendan Trembath reporting.